You're listening to Divorce Literacy with the Divorce Lending Association, a divorce podcast where we dig deep into issues of divorce that center around the marital home, other real property, and divorce mortgage planning, helping divorcing homeowners and their divorce team make more informed decisions regarding home equity solutions during and after divorce.
Hi, Mark.
Thank you for joining us today in our Divorce Literacy Podcast series. I appreciate you jumping on with us and sharing a little bit about what we do. For those of you listening today, this is Jennifer Louise Champagne. She's a licensed professional counselor whose career has been devoted to the emotional and parenting issues of divorce. She works very closely with parents as they address the changing needs of their family. So that's a little bit about Jen, and we're going to hear a little bit more shortly here. Jen, anything you want to add to what I said about the information I pulled off your bio there?
Sure, I'll just add one or two things. Yes, I have spent my entire career working with families as they are trying to move from a single family to a two-family household. And that has been the focus of my career. I also would like to add that I'm very happy to also be part of the Quinnipiac Law School faculty as an adjunct professor, co-teaching a course on divorce and the divorcing family, so that we can always remember that the children are at the focus of our disputes and divorces when we are trying to move families into a different place.
You're a very important piece of the puzzle. I know that. The common theme in all of these interviews I hear time and time again is the emotional part of going through a divorce and how emotional it is for everybody. So it's great that there's somebody there to kind of handle those situations on a professional level. I know that each divorce and client situation is unique in itself. If you could give any advice to anyone that's kind of just starting this process out, what would that piece of advice be?
I think one of the key things that I would suggest to parents and parties going through it is to think about process. Many times people are faced with the impending situation of a separation or a divorce, and they have so many questions. What's going to happen with my children, my finances? What decisions do I need to make? They go right to what it is that they're worried about. And of course, these are big things and their world is changing. But I think many times parents don't stop and think about how they're going to go through the process of that. They may hear things from their friends or somebody who went through it, or a friend who said, oh, call this lawyer or call this professional. And understandably, they're so upset and so worried with some really big feelings, but they sometimes don't stop to really think about the how of how I'm going to go through this. And then they find themselves on a path that they don't necessarily understand that there might have been different choices for them to choose as far as going through that process.
Yeah, without a
doubt. So that would be nice.
Yeah, the emotions kind of take hold. Can be dangerous to listen to friends and what they dealt with going through their process, because like I said in the beginning in this question there, each process is different unto itself. So when somebody's looking for a mental health professional to kind of help them and guide them through this process in the beginning, is there something specifically that you can recommend that they be looking out for?
Yes, I think it's important that when people are looking for a mental health professional, and my answer can actually apply to whether they're looking for a financial or a divorce attorney as well, is really look at the party's experience and their training. Every mental health professional is not the same. They don't have the same wheelhouse, so to say.
Yeah.
So I think it's really important for parents to say, I want to work with someone who knows about divorce and separation, someone who knows about effects of separation on children, a mental health person who knows how to deal with conflict between parents as they're separating or divorcing. While all therapists can be well-meaning and well-intentioned, if they don't have the experience and the skill set to deal specifically with divorce, it's not going to be the same experience as going through somebody who would have that experience. I kind of liken it to when you go to a medical professional. I wouldn't go to a podiatrist if I needed a brain surgeon. They're both medical providers.
Yep.
They're doctors. They're skilled. But you would want someone who has spent a little bit more time in the area that you're focusing on. So that's why my answer applies for me as a mental health person, but also if you're choosing a financial or an attorney.
Yeah, because attorneys have many different disciplines. And obviously through a divorce, you want to seek one that's familiar with family law. So,
correct. Correct.
Excellent. Thank you for that. I know that you've worked on hundreds, maybe thousands of cases. Any memorable cases that you're willing to share with the audience that have been impactful, whether negative or positive, whatever?
Sure. I actually, if we have time, I have two ones that come to mind, a positive and a negative. I'll start with the negative one. One was a memorable case. I was a good amount into my career, and these parents really were separating but had their hands full. You know, a lot of special challenges with their children, some serious mental health issues for their kids. And I really had believed that if I had could get them to a point where they were really understanding the other's viewpoint, that maybe it would move them to a place of forgiveness and a place of working together as they moved forward. And I asked a few questions, hoping to get that peace, and it didn't quite work. And I felt badly about it, Mark, because I didn't have an opportunity to really get them to a different place. But it really made me as a practitioner realize that sometimes we, you know, take chances and take opportunities to try and give people an opportunity to get to a different place. But they're on the timeline that they're on. And if they're not quite ready to do that, we as professionals can help them and support them, but we may not be able to get them to a different place. So I learned that. And it has always kind of stuck with me over the years. Versus the happy one was when I did actually take that same chance yet again.
It's good to hear that you haven't stopped taking those chances, because you have to, right?
Have to keep taking the chances, you know, hoping for the best. Sometimes. And in this case, it did work. It really got the parents to a place where they were very polarized on what they wanted for their children. And we were able to really come together and make some good decisions that were very child-centered and move them forward successfully. And I kept getting Christmas cards from them every year after, saying that they were in a better place and their kids were doing well. So that was kind of a heartwarming piece for me.
That's great. Good feel good story there. So if anybody out there is listening and looking for a mental health professional, there's some great advice that Jen has for you. So thank you very much, Jen. If somebody wanted to reach out to you and get in touch and chat with you a little bit about your process, how would they best do that?
Best way would be to visit my website. www.jenniferlouisechampagne.com. And I do have a contact Jen now button on that, so they can send me an email. Email is usually the easiest and quickest way to get in touch with me. Some days are long, so returning phone calls sometimes is a bit of a delay.
Yep.
So it's the quickest to get through via email.
Okay. And we'll also share that information in the text below the video recording. So thank you. Any last minute thoughts you want to leave with us today?
Just that recognizing that divorce and separation is a process. It will have ups and downs, and hopefully working with people in our profession who can support them and help them reach the goals and interests they have for themselves and their families will hopefully get them not just through the process, but at a place of being divorced or separated that kind of helps them plan for the future.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jennifer Louise Champagne, licensed mental health professional. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to Divorce Literacy. Discover more strategies and solutions on divorce mortgage planning at divorcelendingassociation.com.